Blue Plaque Stories, Jimi Hendrix, 23 Brook Street, read by David L. Bennett.
The first time I came to England, I thought it had a different kind of atmosphere here. People are more mild-mannered. I like all the little streets and the boutiques, you know. It's like a kind of fairyland. And the rain, the gray rain makes me think of Seattle and my dad. And there's a buzz, you know, in the tube. I take it every day, everywhere. It has its own sound, a rhythm. And the places are better than in the village. Everyone is out. We hang at Giovanni's in Denmark Street, the ship in Wardour Street. Everyone is together like a family. Donovan, Ringo, Ronnie, they're all there. And then there's Scotch of St. James, where I first played and where I met Kathy. She's so, so beautiful. That's what I told her when I met. And she laughed, you know, not in my face, but so I could see her beautiful teeth, her head thrown back. I'm not sure if she digs my music. Sometimes she'll leave the club when on stage. She says it's too smoke, but I don't think she's into it when I play with my guitar behind my head or set my guitar on fire. London is the place where I first became Jimmy. I told my dad, I've met someone, and they're going to make me a big star. We changed my name to Jimmy, J-I-M-I. Chase Chandler, my manager, was keen as we needed to get a visa, a 7-day visa, the one for tourists. That's all I had. When Kathy and I moved into 23 Brook, it wasn't my first London pad, but it was the one that felt most like home. Like this strange for me, as I'm scared of vegetating. I have to move. I had to dig Britain. But I haven't really got a home anywhere. The earth's my home. But then when I'm in Brook Street just with Kathy, it feels like home. It costs £30 a week. It totaled up when we signed the lease, but Kathy had looked for a while and all the agents were saying no. Perhaps they'd heard I'd had leave my other London pads. I had a flat in Holland Park when I shared with Ronnie Wood. I gave him a basset hound called Snoopy that used to shit everywhere. Pat Arnold, who owned the place, said, either the dog goes or you two go. The place in Brook Street was the place to be. We all gathered to jam and chill. We put camp bed tucked in the corner for people to sleep over. George and John were regulars. Kathy and I had gone to John Lewis the week after we got the key so we could deck it out. A funny-looking man came with his tape measure. Kathy had gone to get stuff from the Portobello Road market, and it was just me and this funny-looking man measuring my windows for curtains. I liked it best when it was just Kathy and I. We played cards and Twister, drink tea, and sometimes she'd wander downstairs to buy cigarettes.